Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, JoJo White. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. White reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel takes first base on ball four. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisel. The throw from Rule and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is hit by the pitch. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaum moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb is called out on strikes. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schubel hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schubel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Schubel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shovel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Porter reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Geringer hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel is called out on strikes. One out. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schubel strikes out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Com takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock bunts and there's an error on the play. Com moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Porter bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Com scores. Pitlock moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrell, and towards Cecil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schubel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schubel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.